that your day is made from or of? Which is the correct
Made of.
Good things today. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll help you with some of your money issues, some of your relationship issues, some of the news of the day that maybe you'll chuckle about, gossip here and there. It's a Monday, 21st of January. It's inauguration day, and so what?
No.
Sorry. But well, this is sort of interesting. For those of you who are car buyers, we're talking about crowdfunding and how Chrysler is going to use crowdfunding. I expect that'll spread to the other car manufacturers. Richie and Jennifer and Roberta and I were talking about this earlier. One wonders if they will spend that money on the new Lincoln, which looks to me like a Range Rover, the new Lincoln aimed at, it's an MKC. What are you driving? You're driving, no, you're not driving a Lincoln now. You're driving a Mercury. What are you driving?
It's a Mercury. Okay. You're talking about the MKZ, I think it is.
Whatever it is.
Yeah.
It looks like a small Land Rover.
Right.
And it's priced about $10,000 less. The average age of people who buy Lincolns at the moment, how old do you think the average Lincoln buyer
is? It's not the MKC.
Old. 80?
MKC.
No, it's not old.
It's not
Lincolns
old, 80?
Lincolns are old, but no, even though Lincoln, they've redesigned their body, so maybe their age has gone up a little bit. Maybe it got
down.
No. I would say it's 35.
The average age of a Lincoln buyer is 65 years old.
There you go.
It's old. I mean,
the average age of a Buick buyer is 64 years old. The average age of the Cadillac buyer is 63 years old.
Those are old man brands. Lincoln, Buick,
and Caddy.
I like those MKZs. I want that MKZ.
Well, actually, what happened here, very interesting. You remember Ford Motor used to own Range Rover. Land Rover, Range Rover.
Right.
So they designed this car, but they didn't sell it to Rata Tata when he bought the Range Rover line in 2008. So they had this. They decided to use it for themselves. So the new look reflects some of the look that Range Rover has, except it's a lot less expensive.
It's an MKT. That's what it is.
Whatever. I don't know. MK something or other. But I was more, the reason I told you the story is because the average age of the Lincoln buyer is 65 years old. Pretty interesting.
Let me tell you something. You see that NKZ running down the road.
It'll be a lot younger. Family.
Not any 65-year-old guys driving
that. No, well, they're aiming at that market. By the way, speaking of fast cars, if you haven't seen the new, and I'm not sure that it was number one over the weekend, the box office probably would have been close. I'm guessing the Arnold movie was number one at the box office over the weekend. There is a Chevy Corvette that's souped up in this.
It's the new Stingray. Oh.
The bad guy buys, well, the bad guy gets away in a car that's souped up, a souped-up Corvette. I wonder how much General Motors paid for product placement of this thing. The car is all over this.
The new Stingray has been out, been announced, and actually they sold the very first new Stingray of 2014, new Stingray Corvette for when it comes out in 2014.
Yeah.
They sold the 001 serial number Corvette. So it isn't made yet, but the first one that comes off the line, this is what you were able to buy at the Barrett Jackson auction on Saturday.
Right.
And Rick Hendrick from Hendrick Motor Company, who owns NASCAR race teams, like Jeff Gordon's race team, bought it for like a $1.2 million.
Really?
The very first Stingray. Yeah, it's hot looking.
Yeah, I'm very interested in this because you're always talking about it. This is the premier automobile auction in the country, and I noticed a couple of stories about it today.
The big story out of Barrett Jackson over the weekend was that they sold the original Batmobile.
Right, 240 or 2.4 million, something really outrageous.
No, it was 4 million, I think.
Was it?
Whatever it was, a lot of money.
So it's the one that George Barris designed and owned. It was still in his possession.
Mm-hmm.
And they sold it.
Why did he sell it?
You know, I don't know why he sold it, but they basically did $4 million. They had these, 4.8 million bucks. Had these two guys just basically just going after each other. And then the last guy who won the bid, he flipped a coin to see whether he should bid one more time, and that did it. He won it.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. So says he's going to put it in his living room.
He's totally single, by the way.
Oh, he's very
he does not have a wife.
Wow.
How do you turn that down? Is that the coolest thing? Just say you're a single guy and you have a girl over and you walk in and you see the Batmobile in your living room.
That's what I'd be like. A check, please. It's really cool that you have the Batmobile, but really, your living room? Dude.
Especially if it's made into a bed.
Oh, dude. My God.
See you later.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of things that move, those of you who fly American Airlines, I fly American more than anything else because they're the ones that have the best connections for me going coast to coast anyway.
They're rebranding.
Well, if you notice, starting today.
On American Airlines?
No.
Oh, no.
Remember the old jingle, we're American Airlines, nothing special
in the air.
Yeah. Well, they have started to pay. The first dozen planes have been painted in the last week or so. And they reflect a new American logo. The planes are white with American in much bigger letters all across the plane.
It looks cool.
And the Chinese flag on the tail?
Well, what? Not the Chinese flag, but the American. They have red, white, and blue on the tail in rather an unusual pattern, wouldn't you say, Jennifer?
Yeah, it's kind of cool. But it's pretty. I mean, it's still red, white, and blue. It's still the flag. It's just modern.
You look at it and you think, huh? Because we're so used to seeing American with the original silver that they come out of the factory.
Right.
And the reason they did that, by the way, the fellow who was running American at the time, he was probably the best manager they've had in the modern world, the modern era. His name was, Robert Crandall. He said the reason that they didn't paint their planes other than the stripes is because it adds about a ton to the weight of the plane. They put so much paint on the planes that it drags and costs money. So they didn't put, but that is very expensive and very, they'll use a lot of paint. A lot of paint to paint an airplane.
So that means our tickets are going to go up.
Well, of course. Hmm. Right. Why not? Anyway, there's something else to acknowledge on the day. Coming up, the story of former Mayor Ray Nagin. Remember him from New Orleans?
New Orleans, yes.
Yeah, well, wait till you hear this story. Meanwhile,
Roberta and I met him several times.
Yes, well, we went to his hospitality suite.
You probably won't be meeting him because...
Yeah. Unless you go to the Poke.
Yeah, exactly.
Go to the Poke and see. Just bring a cake with a
new hospitality suite.
He had a fishy handshake, and leave it at that.
That story coming up.
He used to be a cable guy. Sadly.
Here's a question for you gentlemen. What happens when you don't nod off and go to sleep? You become groggy, snappy, tired. Interrupted rest can even contribute to weight gain and a lowered immune system. So, gentlemen, if you're not sleeping well because of your prostate problem, listen up. Here's a new prostate formula. How many of these have we had over the years, Richie? And they just keep getting better and better. This is called PT9.
It's a big need.
It is a big need. PT9 as opposed to PT109. That's probably where they should have named it, PT109. Mm. It's the new prostate formula, revolutionizes the treatment of your prostate in every way. Unlike a lot of other products that have been on the market and still are, PT9 contains clinical concentrations of powerful natural ingredients. That's the way you sell things today. You got to have natural ingredients or people will not buy it. And these ingredients help you with your prostate and all the annoying symptoms that go with getting up in the middle of the night. And they help you maintain healthy testosterone levels. PT9, the new prostate formula, is a true home run for your health and your love life. It means less waking up at night, less running to the nearest men's room all day long, better mood, better sleep, better intimacy, better. Call 800-811-6931 to order this exclusively from the manufacturer. PT9, the prostate formula that'll keep you in the sack all night long and asleep if that's what you want. 800-811-6931. Get a free bottle. Order a bottle. Get a free bottle. You mentioned Doug Steffen. New year, feel like a new man. You get a free bottle and a 90-day money-back guarantee. Change your life. Make this call. 800-811-6931. That's 800-811-6931.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hey there, it's your friend Doug Steffen with today's Exergen Smart Family Health Tip. Did you know that the first 2 years of life, most young children get between 8 to 10 colds a year? Whether you or your child is sick or trying to prevent getting sick, be sure to wash hands regularly. Experts recommend for at least 20 seconds, in fact, teach your little ones to sing a loud verse of Twinkle Twinkle Little Star to know how long to wash. It'll work every single time. For a copy of this tip and others like it, go to Exergen.com. Exergen, changing the way the world takes temperature.
Thank you for calling Discover Card.
I want to ask you a couple of questions.
I've got nothing to hide.
My bill is due today and I haven't paid yet.
Is that a confession?
Have I committed a crime?
Nope. With our new e-card, you can pay up till midnight Eastern Time by phone or online the day it's due.
Convenient. How do I know you're telling the truth?
Because I work for Discover Card.
Got a witness to verify that?
Just you. You called me.
Okay, that checks out. You recording this?
Yes, I am.
Good, so am I.
I would like a copy.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Copy that.
Finally, a credit card that treats you like you treat you. Payment flexibility. Get the new IT card at Discover.com.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger's basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, so those of you who remember the great Ray Nagin, who sounded kind of like a moron after Hurricane Katrina.
Mm.
He was the mayor of New Orleans. Remember, he was going on and doing...
Going to make this city chocolate again.
Well, yeah, exactly. Yeah. He was very racist. And apparently also very crooked.
He's
yeah, been indicted on 21 counts of bribery, wire fraud, money laundering, conspiracy. The FBI went after this guy in a big, big way, and they got him hook, line, and sinker.
You know,
and it sort of reminds me, let me just follow the thread, Richie, then go ahead. The movie that's out now, Broken City, with Wahlberg and Russell Crowe, which I saw over the weekend, that's the theme, basically, of that movie. And you can see how, you know, there's so much corruption, and there's so many opportunities for corruption.
Well, that's the thing. Once you have Katrina come through and then the rebuild,
yeah,
there is so much money just being chucked at you
right.
as a mayor of that city.
Yeah.
It has
to be hard to say no, but he still should have.
You should probably just have the feds in there helping you manage the money, because otherwise there's no way that you're not going to be
accused.
Yeah,
because the feds are so good at being not corrupt.
But you know you're going to get accused of it, whether you did it or not.
Well, they seem to have gotten him. So what are the feds doing with Lance Armstrong? After all this, I'm not clear, speaking of the feds, what the feds are doing.
The Fed shouldn't be doing anything with Lance Armstrong. It's none of their business.
Well, but aren't they? Didn't there some concern about
he had
testimony before some Senate group? Or who knows
they
what.
Say that during the Oprah interview, he said he did not juice. He said he stopped juicing in like 2005. And the agency, the anti-doping agency, says they have proof of him doing it in 2007.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that means they'll go get him. And have another trial.
But it's like the anti-doping. What does it have to do with the feds? Why is the feds regulating a bicycle race?
Yeah. Well, why are the feds involved in baseball or any other sports?
Yeah, that's exactly.
21 after the hour on Good Day.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Feeling like there are too many pressures and demands on you? Losing sleep, worrying about tests and schoolwork, eating on the run because your schedule is just too busy? You may be under too much stress, and it may be affecting your mind. Get your mental edge back with Nootropic Mind Power from MindRegard.com. Nootropic Mind Power is not a drug, but a natural supplement. Its 12 powerful ingredients are natural and non-GMO, plus it's gluten-free, wheat-free, and formulated by Americans for Americans by an NSF-certified laboratory. Nootropic Mind Power is available at MindRegard.com, spelled MindRegard.com, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Free your mind with Nootropic Mind Power cognitive supplement from MindRegard.com. Mind Regard. Clearly see tomorrow and yesterday. Today.
Time for a romp through a number of number one songs. Usually during the hour we have a little time devoted to music, things that are from the pop world, things that you'll remember, things that mean something to you now, many of you anyway. So let's go back to this week in 1996 when the Goo Goo Dolls were number one. Jen, what do you remember about this song, the Goo Goo Dolls?
I loved the Goo Goo Dolls.
Called
Big
Name.
Fan.
All right, this is a popular song. Richie, crack it up.
Absolutely.
Just in time for the instrumental riff.
Yeah.
All right, let's keep moving. Number one during this week in 2005, Gavin DeGraw.
I don't want to be anything other than what I've been trying to be, baby. All I can do is think of me and I be so mine. I'm tired of looking around and wondering what I got to do.
I remember about this song. Anybody know? I don't know this song.
Good song. I like it.
Yep.
Other than that, good song. Thank you, Rich. That helps us a lot.
Well, what do you want me to say?
Gavin, I want to
hear
Gavin
while sitting in the bathroom pondering the death of Elvis.
Really? Eating the peanut butter sandwich. With marshmallows.
Does that make you feel better?
And bananas.
I ask, what do I expect from this place? All right, next tune that was number one during this week in 1999, Eagle Eye Cherry.
Gosh, this is like all my music.
I told you that, guys. Jen's going to watch it.
Tomorrow I'll be gone.
Except for the next one.
And thank you, bring God, don't come tomorrow.
Save the Night, it's a good song.
Good pop stuff.
Yeah. All right, let's go to 1989, second year of the Good Day program's existence. Phil Collins. It's actually the only Phil Collins song I ever have liked.
Oh, I can give you some more you like.
Two Hearts, number one during this week in 89. Crank it up.
You must have been just a wonderful DJ, where you talk over all the lyrics and then shut up during the instrumental part. Hey, Dick and the Dugger here, and let's listen to the song.
That's a good song. Okay, time for a 2020 news quiz question. Everybody ready?
Sure. Ready.
I want you to tell me who Sabine Moreau is in the news today. Why? Sabine Moreau, S-A-B-I-N-E-M-O-R-E-A-U. Sabine Moreau did something this weekend. You tell us what she did and why she's in the news, and we'll give you a swell prize. 888-302-3684 on the Good Day program. 888-302-DOUG. What happened to or with Sabine Moreau? Very interesting. I mean, it's classic, actually. It's just funny.
Oh, no.
Funny, you got it, right?
Oh, no.
All right. Sabine Moreau, why is she in the news? If you can figure it out, you can go look it up. Whatever you want to do to figure out who it is. You get $150 worth of Pure Attitude creams, lotions, facial things for your trouble. Who is Sabine Moreau, and why are we talking?
My mother-in-law would do this.
Yes, probably. And a lot of other people would as well. And yet they blame... Well, never mind.
Yeah.
They blame us. Anyway, for those of you who are whiners, may I suggest that you listen more carefully to some of the things that are being discussed and appreciated on the Doug Gooday program. Email to Doug, by the way, at DougStephan.com, or Jennifer at DougStephan.com, Roberta, DougStephan.com, Rich at DougStephan.com. Lady who complains a lot to me last week said she was very happy that we brought to the fore information about the food crisis. That is, that we waste half of the food.
Mm-hmm.
Half
mm-hmm.
the food. Remember I talked about this last week?
Half
the food we produce gets thrown
because
it don't look good. So this lady was impressed with that because she didn't hear that discussed anywhere else. She also was happy because I brought her up to date on breakfast pizza and how many people are into breakfast pizzas. Yummity, yummity, yummity.
You're on the cutting edge, my friend.
Bad man, am I ever. 28 after.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. Dr. Gary Small is director of the UCLA Longevity Center and author of the new book, The Alzheimer's Prevention Program.
I've been in the field of Alzheimer's research and treatment for 3 decades. I was always interested in the interaction of the mind and the body when I was studying psychiatry, and I figured that older people have a lot of medical problems, and that drew me to geriatric psychiatry. And once I got into that field, I was struck by how the biggest issue was memory, Alzheimer's disease, and dementia. People were so frightened of losing their minds, and I wanted to figure out how I could help. I wrote the Alzheimer's Prevention Program because there's so much new research, new science on Alzheimer's disease, and everyone's confused about it. And so what we did was to put together not just the latest science so it's understandable, but take that a step further, put it into a practical program so people can do something about it right now to protect their brains and possibly stave off the symptoms of Alzheimer's. Western medicine tends to fix a problem after it occurs. The Alzheimer's Prevention Program focuses on protecting our brain health while we still have it. The Alzheimer's Prevention Program doesn't have to be a chore, doesn't have to be a challenge. In fact, we've made it simple, easy, and fun. If somebody tries the 7-day program, they'll find that they enjoy it, they feel empowered, and they'll be on the road to protecting their brain for the rest of their life.
Dr. Gary Small, author of the Alzheimer's Prevention Program. Keep your brain healthy for the rest of your life. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You land in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more, all more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch, GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
HempUSA.org has a newly designed website and a new and improved detoxification product. Order our new Microplant Powder Gold loaded with vitamins, minerals, iodine, and probiotics. And we'll send you our travel-size Microplant Powder absolutely free. Microplant Powder only at HempUSA.org. Call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608. And see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you only at HempUSA.org. Only this offer ends January 31st.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Today on the Good Day program with Rich and Jennifer and Roberta and Doug Steffen on the Good Day line, 888-302-3684. The 2020 News Quiz question has to do with 67-year-old Sabine Moreau. Why is she in the news? Why would we be talking about her?
This is great.
Sabine Moreau. You got, what, 6, 7 minutes? 2020 News Quiz question.
Yeah, let's call it 5. Hurry up.
20 past the hour to 20 before the hour. Yeah, hurry up. 888-302. Doug, here, once again, for those of you who may not have heard, we were going through normally in this program, we spend a few minutes, 3 or 4 minutes an hour, sometimes not that much, on music, pop music, things that may mean something emotionally to you. And so every once in a while we go through a list of the songs that were top songs during a particular week in a year since the Good Day program went on the air in 1988. And as I was introducing and talking about them, Mr. McFadden decided he would take his usual best shot at me, suggesting that the reason that I had a problem as a disc jockey is because I talked too much.
Yeah.
He wondered out loud, in fact, whether I was able to hold on to my position because the boss always used to come in and tell me to shut up and play the blanking music.
Yeah, okay, so here's the thing.
But I didn't intro. When I knew how to hit the posts. Hitting the post, folks, means
whatever.
That when the song starts, it's usually a little instrumental, and before the lyric starts, you're supposed to have some...
I will give you a pass on the Goo Goo Dolls. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to say, all right, Doug wouldn't have been a jock here, wouldn't even know this song. So for you to talk and then shut up when the instrumental part starts, I'm giving you a pass, all right?
Okay.
Phil Collins, dude, you should know this one.
Well, I was, but I was telling a story that got the song got in the way of my story.
The idea is the story is supposed to go inside the song.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, really?
It's the song.
That was actually quite good. For those of you who don't, well, if you want to believe McFadden, my program when I was a disc jockey and was doing, I actually had.
What was your favorite song to introduce?
I'm
going to give you a little test here.
Definitely not that one.
Probably the Rolling Stones and Satisfaction would be one of them. Help by the Beatles is another one that
I
love.
Beatles, that starts cold. I mean, how are you going to intro that?
Well, that's why I like
because he likes to talk over the lyrics.
I didn't have to do anything.
Of course, it's his favorite. Yeah. Start sooner.
No need an introduction to this. Boom! You hit it. This song needs no introduction, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Right.
So anyway.
Your favorite songs to introduce were the ones that need no introduction.
Right.
Right. That's always a good way to get it. So anyway, Meredith says she sends me an email and says she's laughing at your commentary about my DJ skills, i.e. talking to it, because I've told her the story of when I was a disc jockey, the guy who was program director of the radio station used to tell me to shut the blank up and play the blanking music. But it was from that route that this brilliant talk career came. You see, I was developing my skills.
Right. Yeah.
So I can have a conversation about it.
Because you were so great as a music DJ.
I wasn't bad. I actually had the number one. Aha! The Rolling Stones. I used to refer to them as the Bones, the Rolling Bones. And I cannot get any satisfaction from you, Mr. McFadden. And I go on, but now's the time for the song to start.
I just wanted to see if you knew how many.
We used to have a clock. The records, because we actually played records in those days.
Right.
And on the cue sheet or on the record itself, would have Dick Summer was on the station, and he'd put on the record if the record sometimes the promo record had the intro time on it. For example, it was 14 seconds.
Right.
I tell you that, and then you backfill it, time it, rehearse what you're going to do to get into it. Or if you were good like me, you just start talking, and you knew what 14 seconds.
14.8 seconds on this one.
Yeah, right. See, I remembered 14. I didn't remember 14.
Yeah, we could get into the. Remember taking calls during the break on the reel to reel.
Oh yeah, the editing
on the reel to reel.
That's
great.
Take you an hour to do one call, whereas now...
The great old days of radio.
All right. Anyway.
So I was there with you, dude. Not that far back. But.
Yeah, no, you weren't that far back. Jennifer would like to update it. Do we have anybody? How come nobody's doing the research yet on Sabine Moreau? You got $150 worth of Pure Attitude, creams, lotions, things like that. It's a great story. Women will not like this. I will tell you that right now.
Women will not like
this story. Jennifer will do her little, and Roberta will just turn up her nose.
I'll turn into a turkey. Please don't tell it, because I prefer not to get a turkey.
Okay,
gobble.
Anyway. But meantime,
all right,
Jennifer.
Social media?
Yes, please.
All right, so I just, every once in a while I like to check the old mailbag that comes into facebook.com/Good Day Show. And a couple of things. Jason Schmidt says, it's negative 24 in Virginia, Minnesota today.
That was what we were talking about earlier, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he said, it doesn't stop us from leaving the house, and I haven't even taken out the winter jacket yet. You are hardcore, Mr. Jason Schmitz. The wind makes it feel a little cool, but the water pipes aren't freezing yet.
You know, it's funny. A lot of everybody in Washington is from somewhere else. Nobody is actually born here in Washington.
Pretty much Los Angeles, too.
Right, except for me. Right, in Los Angeles, yeah, in Florida. You see people move from the Midwest where they were just frigid cold.
Yeah.
After 7 or 8 or 9 years here, wimps, just like all of us.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, it's cold, and it's like 48 degrees.
Yeah.
All right, let's continue on here with Scott Sugarbear Pearson.
Wait a minute, he interrupted you, right? So doesn't he get demerits for interrupting that story? I never interrupt you.
Never.
It's not a song. It's a conversation. That's the way conversations work.
Really?
You wouldn't know that because it's the Doug Steffen Show.
All right.
All right, you're going to like this one, Dougie. Someone's taking you to task. This is Scott Sugarbear Pearson saying, oh, Doug. He gave you three Dougs, by the way. That means you're in big trouble.
Three D's?
Don't you do research before you speak, he said.
No.
Of
course not.
Crazy? This is radio. We don't research anything.
I don't want any facts to get in the way of a good story.
He says, blood doping is not drugs. Now, I don't know what blood doping is either, so let's figure this out.
I didn't say just blood doping. I was talking about drugs in general.
Okay.
Or drugging yourself in general. Mostly the reference is to steroids, by the way.
Okay, here's what he has to say. Blood doping is not drugs, so you are incorrect in stating, quote, it's not doping, it's drugs. End quote. Oxygen-rich red blood cells can be compressed and stockpiled in the blood more than normal and stored in quantity before big events. Then the athlete will take transfusions, just one of several doping techniques, and will have fresh oxygen-rich blood before any aerobic exercise, such as cycling, and the athlete cheats by omitting the rest and recovery stage. Yeah. That sounds so complicated. I could never be a professional bike rider.
It's your own blood, so it would be it wouldn't be
like
detectable.
Platelets. It's like taking the platelets. It's like stem cells.
Hello, any sport that requires a blood transfusion before you get on a bike, give me a break. I'm so out. Take All right. The Notre Dame football player. He continues. He says that we're saying it wrong, which I fully admit that I might be, but it just so that he gives us the correct pronunciation, it's Manti Te'o.
Whatever.
Yeah.
But I think I've said it right and wrong several times, so you know what? It's an average, sir. Have a good day, and we'll hear you later tonight, because I guess he's on replay. So there you go. So thank you, Scott, for correcting us. You sound very knowledgeable in the blood doping. I'm very impressed. Mm. Janet Madsen said, Doug, the next road trip, you must make a stop at this railroad museum in Scottsdale, Arizona. And she put a picture up on her Facebook page that you can check out. There's a cattle car where little ones are locked in for the ride. She said, personally, she felt that was a little creepy, but it's a cool museum. I don't know who had more fun riding around the park, the children or the adults. And there's also one exhibit of a presidential Pullman car, so you should check it out. It's called the Railroad Park, and you can look at therailroadpark.com in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Yeah, that'd be great. I'd love to do that. Yeah. I love those things. All right, so that's it.
That's it. Those are
How
your
about updates. Our Allimmune Stay Healthy tips?
Yeah, don't forget, we are collecting all of your Stay Healthy tips to what you do to prevent getting the flu or the cold during cold and flu season. If we pick your tip and use it on the air, you're going to win a 60-day supply of Allimmune. So make sure you go to facebook.com/Good Day Show and let us know what you do to stay healthy. Today's winner, Shauna Hill, uses eucalyptus oil to stay healthy.
If you'd like to get a one-month supply of Allimmune after you hear us talking about it in these glowing terms because it's a great product, 1 month free at 57more.com. That's the number, 57more.com. Or you can call 800-458-0173. Why don't you do that? Get a free month. This is great stuff. This is a great product and great stuff, all right? So a month supply. This is the time of year to get it. You're freezing your whatever's off. Whoops, I just added myself. Thank you. In Minnesota, South Dakota, all across the upper Midwest. It's going to the east. You need to protect yourself against the flus and cold the intelligent way, and that's not by getting a shot. It's by taking Allimmune, he said pleasantly. All right, so let's get the answer to our 2020 News Quiz question. Richie, ready? Can I turn this flip in there? Paul Fisher in Framingham. Do I know you?
You absolutely do, Doug. Good morning.
How do I know you?
Through Nora.
Oh, yes. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, bud. How are you?
The guitar player. That's it. Okay. Yep. All right. So I'm glad you're listening. Happy New Year. I haven't seen you or heard from you for a while. So what's the story about Sabine Moreau?
Well, this poor woman drove 900 miles out of her way because her GPS device misguided her.
Don't you love it?
I totally love it.
Now, to clarify, she wasn't intending on driving 900 miles. She was intending on driving 90 miles and just kept going.
Right. She didn't know the difference.
In the wrong direction.
She's like, I'll just keep going until it tells me I'm there. And she,
Oh, my goodness.
All right, so this is for all those people who crab women, especially, who say, men never get directions. Okay, well, this is an example of a lady. I guess she was by herself.
I'm going to take you to task on this.
Jennifer.
I'm going to venture to say, and this is only from personal experience with my father, who will not drive from the office home without putting it into his navigation.
Really?
And I don't know why. He is a smart man. He's done the drive a bazillion times.
I can tell you why.
He goes everywhere with that navigation.
Let me tell you why.
Yes.
Why? Because he doesn't want to pay attention to where he's going. He wants to be able to pay attention to everything else
and the phone.
And the GPS be able to say, oh, remember, you have to turn here. Yeah. Don't miss your turn.
Yeah, and so that's why I say I think men use their GPS and follow it more than women do. Yeah. I only use mine when I'm going someplace I've never been before.
Really? All right, Paul, good job. You get the prize. Stand by. Thanks very much. Steve from Framingham. It's Sabine Moreau. Allows her GPS to take her 900 miles in the wrong direction. So what sort of a lesson is that? When it cuts, really.
Where was she going? Was she going to, like, the store? I mean, did she
Walmart.
Not catch on?
It was a Walmart 90 miles away,
wherever it was.
Yeah. Robert Wagner is in the news today because over the weekend he has refused to be interviewed. His lawyer says he said all there is to say and he doesn't have any reason to bring it up and have that hurt again. Meanwhile, apparently Christopher Walken testified again or was interviewed by the DA here in Los Angeles, and it's kind of smelly, this thing. With her. They've interviewed 100 people. Wagner has refused to be introduced. Interviewed. And so what does that give you? It gives you cause
to
think.
Robert Blake, when I was listening to an interview with him at my day job at CRN, he said that there's something there.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Well.
Something there. He was best friends with Natalie Wood.
Yeah. Let's talk about something that's really good for you. We are happy to have, I've encouraged a lot of the people who are advertising here to give you the opportunity to try the products that we talk about. And if you're fortunate enough in this circumstance, here's a great way for you to get onto a program and get the benefits and then see why it makes sense to stay on the program. And the product is Cardiol. You've heard me talking about this now for about a year. The fellow who came into the focus is Dave McMahon. He has a company called Solana Health. Because he had problems with his own cholesterol and triglycerides, he went looking around the world because he knew in America the right product wasn't here. So he went looking for it. He found it in Italy, of all places, Roberta, and has now imported it. All the ingredients that are in probably 9 or 10 different things that I used to take, all the various things like red yeast rice, omega-3, all those things in just the right dose. 42% reduction in cholesterol, 29% decrease in triglycerides is the average once you get on this product. And because we want you to live long and prosper and be around to listen to the Doug Good Day program, my suggestion is that you go online to cardiol.net, cardiol.net/Doug, and ask for the free 30-day trial offer. 30 days free. You pay shipping and handling. That's the deal. Now, if you don't get onto the computer easily, call 888-809-6424. This is for people of all ages, all lifestyles. You can't tell until sometimes it's too late. So work on it now by going to cardiol.net and D-O-U-G, spell that out. Get the shipping and handling. You have to pay for that. Other than that, you get the product and see what a wonderful job it does cleaning up your cholesterol and triglycerides. 888-809-6424, another way of getting your free 30-day introductory offer of Cardiol.
At TurboTax, we know your paycheck is more than a number.
It's tutoring my students after school.
It's staying late at the office.
And it's grading papers on weekends.
You work hard to earn your money, and we're here to help you keep more of it. TurboTax has a personalized interview that helps you get deductions and credits specific to you, from school supplies to continuing education credits, so you get back every penny you deserve. TurboTax, the power to keep what's yours. Try it free at TurboTax.com.
And now a tax tip from TurboTax. We know that college costs can certainly add up, and often students need to take out loans to cover these costs. But come tax time, you can get some of that money back. That's because the interest you pay on loans used for college or vocational schools is deductible. And this year, the deduction limit for student loan interest is $2,500. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get every deduction, credit, every penny you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Now get 39-cent color copies in-store, at self-serve, or online at staplescopycenter.com for pickup or delivery. Ends 1/26. Details in-store or online. Staples. That was easy.
Geico says, let's make life simpler.
You need to buy something, but you don't want to make a mistake. So what do? Scour the web? Collect sales circulars? Ask your brother-in-law? How about this? When it comes to car insurance, Geico has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. I repeat, 97%. So make it simple. Just ask a friend who has Geico. Then click or call. You could make it 98%.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at turntohelpnow.com. At turntohelpnow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to turntohelpnow.com today.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ally C. Why Ally C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ally C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ally C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ally C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ally C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ally C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ally C. For more information and to order Ally C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ally C today.
Richie, if I can step on as much of this as I can lyrically.
You're free to step on the Spice
Girls. No, this is good.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's good. From Spice World.
Spice Up Your Life, number one movie during this week in 1997. The Spice Girls. All right, crank it up for a minute. Right to the...
He did it again.
I'm pretty good at this now. I should make a career out of stepping on the first part of the songs and getting to the...
Classic.
Middle riff. All right. Anyway, music from movies is how we get started with the movie music with movie news. It's Movie Moments, actually. Chuck Curry is our movie man. As we bump into the weekend box office totals, I'm going to be disappointed if Arnold wasn't number one, Chucker.
You're going to be disappointed, okay?
Really?
Really?
It's a very big story.
Really? What, his story or the other story?
Well, the whole thing around it. You want to talk about it now or wait a few minutes?
No, we're going to pause for a while. Let's do the contest first, then we'll get into it.
All right.
This is the number one movie from this week in 19, and that's going to take a long time. I don't have to do the contest. If you want to take some time, why don't we do that? Let's get into it, because I saw a couple movies this weekend I want to review with you, so we'll do that.
Let's talk about that. I saw two films.
Hold on a minute. Right. We got to do something first. Then we'll talk about the movies we saw and box office totals coming up here on Good Day.
With over 900,000 products and 31 diverse product categories, Grainger is basically an anything you need supply buffet. We've got everything from safety and electrical products to hardware, hand tools, and more. So you can efficiently purchase exactly what you need from one source, saving time and trouble. And just to be sure, the buffet thing was a metaphor. Please don't eat the stuff. Buy your supplies smarter. Just call, click Grainger.com, or stop by a branch today. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you depend on prescription opioid painkillers or heroin to get through each day, you may ask yourself, how did I get here? Withdrawal and rehab seem like scary and difficult roads, but there is a different way. I know because I was just like you and I found it at TurnToHelpNow.com. At TurnToHelpNow.com, I learned about different ways to get help, including those in a private setting without the need for daily visits. Find your courage and go to TurnToHelpNow.com today.
All right, let's get to Chucker's review. We were talking off the air and on the air. I saw a couple of movies this weekend. You did, too. Both of us saw Arnold's new movie, The Last Stand, which was unnecessarily violent in terms of the way bodies were depicted when they were shot. But then...
I would argue it was, in Arnold's career, I think it was his most violent movie.
Yeah, I didn't like it. From that
perspective.
It was
even more violent than Total Recall.
Yeah.
But... I liked it a lot. I mean, I thought it was very entertaining. And if you're a fan of Arnold, I mean, I'm 47 years old, so I grew up on Arnold and Stallone. It was the old Arnold. I mean, he's still, you know, he's never going to win an Oscar, obviously.
No.
But he has more charisma and likability than I'd say 99.
He delivers the lines the way he always delivers the lines. That's the way he, that's it. So.
But, you know, it, place number 10, it did just $6.3 million, which is an awful opening. I mean, it's an awful opening. So the question is, did Arnold's audience is simply just say, you know what, he's 65, I don't really care? Or was this a reaction, in all honesty, to violence in movies and just a total...
This kind of says something. I'm glad you brought that up. Because sitting there watching the trailers, I went to see Broken City as well, which I thought was quite a good vehicle for both Russell Crowe, who makes a good bad guy, and Mark Wahlberg, who's a very likable guy, can really open a movie. And there was moderate violence in that. But you look at the damn trailers, my God, you'd think these guys aren't reading the newspaper. It's just violent, explosive, blow them up, kill them, movie after another, after another, after another.
If I'm a studio head today on a Monday morning after the opening of The Last Stand and I'm going to release Parker with Jason Statham this Friday, I'd be very nervous. If I'm going to release Bullet to the Head, which is a god-awful title, starts the Sylvester Stallone on February 1st, I'd be very nervous. And even I'd be nervous if I was 20th Century Fox releasing Die Hard 5. Will there be this real hard blowback and these movies are all going to... perform badly at the box office? I actually think Parker will perform badly, and I think Bullet to the Head will perform badly. I think Die Hard 5 will do pretty well.
Yeah.
But I think there's a real story here. I also got a chance to see Silver Linings Playbook, which opened in a wider release. I think it's one of the best films of the year.
It's a great movie. You're right.
Why? What's so good about it?
Because it's one of the first films in a long time.
All right, hurry up. Go through the list. You got 10 seconds.
Mama, a horror film, place number one, 28 million. Zero Dark 30, place number two. We'll both star Jessica Chastain. She's doing pretty well. Silver Lining Playbook, third. Broken City, fourth. A Gangster Co-op.
So guns, no good.
Right.
Horror
movies are. Yeah, come on. Give me a break, will you, please? Good guys. All right, Chucker, thanks. 59 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.